I think that he is Raymond sometimes. And I said before that the reason that we watch the show is so that I can say, look how dumb you look.
I said, honey, is there something wrong? And she said, I had a dream last night. And we were at a party. And you spent the entire time at the party dancing with this other girl. I said, but it was a dream. She said, but it's just the kind of thing you'd do.
Did I ever have a fight with my wife? Oh, yes. That one time I was late.
Nothing really seems to be loose here.
Oh, sure seemed loose to me.
You know what? I can't even tighten these anymore, really.
Huh. I thought it was loose. You know, it looks like I made too much food here if you're, hungry.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah, you want some?
All right, yeah. Wrap it up. I'll eat it in the truck.
Oh, see, I love this. Isn't this romantic?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, look who I get.
Oh. What, did you hit something?
No, it's still going.
Then why am I seeing football?
I don't know.
Where did our wedding go?
In our presence, in the sight of God, they will now share vows they each have written.
What are you doing to me here?
I just wanted to let you know how I was feeling.
Well, you can't kiss me like that. It's Christmas, Allie's up. My parents are coming over now.
Sorry.
You've activated the launch sequence now.
Oh, Merry
Christmas. Nice. We usually hang ours on the door.
Go ahead, keep laughing. One of these days you'll turn around and I won't be here.
Not today.
You know what I think?
If I say yes, do you still have to tell me? Yeah, it's not funny, all right? It's going to be funny when you're up there and you're the worst fairies of the play. Is that going to be funny? Come on. I've seen the other fairies, guys. They put you away, all right? Oh, this is unbelievable. A girl would have been great,
yeah.
Too. But it's a boy!
Come here, I gotta tell you something.
I'm
else.
Dizzy.
Come here, look. Come here. Okay. There's his little something.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at
him. Cute, right? And then there is another little something.
What does that mean?
It's twins, Ray.
What?
Just two boys.
What, right now? In here?
Yeah. Are you happy? Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Oh.
can't. This is, it's fantastic. Somebody has to show me how to do a cartwheel right now.
Look at me.
But how does that happen? Twins don't run in our family. I'll bet it's because I switched to boxers. Huh? Oh, did I kiss you already?
Yeah, but you can.
Oh, show me again.
See? There's a little something.
Uh-huh.
And there's another little
Am
something.
Am I a man or what? Okay.
What a man and a woman do is...
No, I mean, I know that the man and the woman have to do something, but why are we born? Why has God put us here?
Because that's what?
We all know why you didn't vote for me, Ray. Because you were afraid that if I win, I might get out of this house and you might have to get off your butt once in a while and do something. You want me locked in this house. Your vote was a vote for slavery.
I have always spoken out against slavery.
Not in this house. Not in this marriage. You don't even know what a marriage is. A marriage is two people supporting each other no matter what. Being there for each other for better or for worse. Standing next to each other, standing up for each other no matter what. But you don't get that. And that's why at that potluck, I had to tell people I didn't even know you.
What? You told people that you don't know me?
Of course. You were acting like a goofball.
I don't care what I was doing. You denied knowing me at the potluck?
You were stuffing your pants with food.
I'm your husband. You're supposed to support me no matter what's in my pants. Didn't you just say partners for better or worse, standing up on each other?
Oh, don't even. It's not the same thing, and you know it. You embarrass me.
I didn't do anything different at that potluck thing that I don't do at any other public place you drag me to. I have always liked beef. And I have always tried to get as much of it as I could at any function. But even before that happened, you made it very clear that I embarrass you, getting up on me about shaving and telling me to stand up straight and tucking my shirt like I wasn't good enough for you. And now I find out you actually told people that you don't know me? I would never do that to you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. I should have voted for you.
And I should have told people I know you.
Dominica, Nica, Nica.
I think we're all a little crazy. Everybody's crazy. And I think everybody has to adjust to everybody else's craziness. And if you know that everybody's a little nuts, you know, you get along a little better in the world.
I think in order to do comedy, you have to have friction. You got to have some kind of combatancy.
I do have in-laws. They don't live in this country, though. That makes it easier.
We've been married 39 years this year and have spent 39 years not talking to each other.
My parents fought about everything from like money troubles to the smallest thing you can imagine, you know. I mean, over nothing, over like a chair, you know, or a deviled egg.
Eileen, you have no idea what I have to put up with. When I got married, I didn't just get a husband. I got a whole freak show that set up their tent right across the street. But you can't blame him when you see who the mother is. She has this kind of sick hold on the both of them. And the father's about as disgusting a creature as God has ever dropped on this planet. So no wonder the kid writes stories. I should be writing stories. My life is a gothic novel. And until you have lived in that house with all of them in there with you day after day, week after week, year after friggin' year, you are in no position to judge me. Wait. What jar of fat?
I'll tell you what jar of fat. It was beautiful. It was fat from pancetta and golden brown sausage. You'd have to be a cook to understand. But it was months of carefully selecting only the best drippings to prepare meals for Il Duce.
Yeah, you made all those meals just for me, and then you went out jogging.
That was my kitchen. You had no right to go in there and throw out my fat.
That jar was for my coins. I needed that.
You're selfish.
Fat collector.
Oh, you never appreciated me, ever. You never, ever appreciated me. I would work my fingers to the bone all day with the kids, with the cooking and the cleaning and the laundry, and then you'd waltz in with your list of demands and not even a thank you.
That's right.
Deborah understands.
You wanted a thank you? Where was my thank you? I waltzed in, huh? I dragged my ass home every day after 10 hours stuck in a suit, stuck in an office, stuck in a car, and if I needed coins to pay the tolls that got me to that job, that paid for that meat, that made that fat, then I'll dump it out whenever I want, and I don't care what you say.
That's right, you don't care. You have never cared about how hard I worked just to serve you.
Hey, I don't have to care. That's your job.
Marriage. You wake up in the morning and she's there. You come home at night and she's there. You eat, she's there. You go to sleep, there. And I know that sounds like a bad thing. But it's not. It's not. Not if it's the right person. Then it's good. It's good. It's really, really good.
I would like a minute for rebuttal.
What are you doing?
Everyone wants me to change. I can change. I'm taking the covers off.
Well, where are we going to sit?
You can sit right here on the couch. I don't care about these things anymore. I'm nothing if I'm not flexible.
What are you saying, Marie? We can sit on the couch?
Be my guest, Frank.
Go ahead.
You first.
We just said it's a couch.
I See, Deborah, I can change. I can let go. It's nice fabric, isn't it?
It's very nice.
I feel a little naughty.
Delivering this baby.
Well, no, you're not a doctor.
Raymond, I've had training in emergency child delivery.
No, 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 I don't care. Robert. I don't care.
You don't talk anymore. Robert, come on, come in here. Robert.
Moses.
I take exception to that, Deborah.
Well, I take exception to what you think, Marie. You think just because you were a good girl in the 50s, that gives
good
you the
good girl?
Oh, thanks. No!
Oh, what the hell are you talking about?
Is that true, Marie?
I
go ahead, Marie. I won't tell anyone.
Okay, yes! Frank and I succumbed to temptation once. Just once before we were married. I was weak, and I fell for you. Father's boyish good looks. That was a long time ago. I knew we shouldn't do what we did, but we were in love. Right, Frank?
I wanted sex. It was a long time ago.
So it was just the once, and then you got married?
It was just the once, and then we had to get married.
Frank, no!
Oh, whoa, had to get married? Wait, a minute. So Robert's...
What? Oh.
Hey, leave a message.
Hello? Everything's fine now. You can bring the cake back over. Frank, pick up. Robert? Raymond? Are you eating that cake? You better not have started that cake. That cake is for all of us. Frank, I'm coming over.
Save yourself. Hi, Ma. It was Raymond. I tried to stop him. Oh, my God. Yes, I love this song.